A congressional stalemate over the FAA is costing the government and the economic recovery a sky-high amount of money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A Federal Aviation Administration team of engineers is back in Washington today, but not working their regular jobs. Instead, they are lobbying Congress to come up with some kind of agreement on an FAA budget so they can get back to work. The political standoff has gone on for weeks now and has cost the government more than $300 million in airline ticket tax revenue. Air traffic controllers are still patrolling the skies, but non-essential employees have been furloughed. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us now live to talk about it. Morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
A lot of politics in the debate there, but what's the economic impact over this impasse?
Well, I mean, you mentioned the $300 million. There are really two other impacts. One is specific to the aviation industry, which is constantly needing to modernize. So now you have hundreds of infrastructure projects basically on hold. But second is the impact to the economy. I called Alan Michael. He's a professor of finance at Boston University who focuses on aviation. He said when you have 70,000 people or more than 70,000 out of work for 2 weeks already, you can guess what that means.
When you're out of work, you're not spending money. When you're not spending money, you're not buying things, and the companies that are producing products, they got to lay people off. It affects the economy through the ripple process, and there's a giant ripple with 70,000 people.
If the economic ripples, Gregory, are so clear, why is this fight still going on?
Well, Professor Michael and other analysts say that what we're really watching is a fight over which political party makes the laws in Washington. The Obama administration passed rules last year that would make it easier for airline unions to organize. Republicans don't like that, and they want to use this budget extension process, the FAA budget extension process, to change those rules. And there's also a smaller fight over subsidies to rural airports, but as I said, that's a smaller issue economically. The big winner here, though, might be the airlines, because now that the FAA is shut down, they're not collecting those taxes on your ticket price. So some airlines are keeping those taxes as profits. Other carriers are charging less for the flights and thus selling more tickets. In fact, Alaska Airlines reported a 26% jump in ticket sales the week after the FAA shutdown.
Oh.
So bad month to be a FAA employee, but good month to climb a glacier, I guess.
I guess. There you go. All right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reporting live for us. Gregory, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, markets are down big time again today. The NASDAQ and S&P each down about anywhere from 2.25% to 2.5%. The Dow off nearly 2%, 229 points at 11,667. The Labor Department said today first-time jobless claims fell last week to 400,000. General Motors' profit doubled in the second quarter thanks to higher auto prices. European markets are lower at the moment. The Bank of England and the European Central Bank kept interest rates steady. Japan's central bank eased the rise in value of its yen currency against the dollar to make exports more competitive. Federal authorities are trying to get to the bottom of the deaths of at least six golden eagles in Southern California. And the focus is on a major wind farm project operated by the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. Now, wind energy advocates worry the deaths could lead to prosecution or, at the very least, really bad publicity. In France, a massive wind farm is facing opposition of a different sort. The project is planned for the coast of Normandy, visited every year by thousands of World War II veterans and their families. The BBC's Christian Fraser has more from Paris.
President Sarkozy earlier this year announced plans to create 6,000 megawatts of new offshore wind energy by 2020, enough electricity to supply more than 3.5 million homes. What he failed to mention at the time was that some of these giant wind turbines would be sunk into the sea off the D-Day beaches of Normandy. Opponents have started an online petition to stop it. Jean-Louis Boutre from the Federation for a Sustainable Environment says the decision is sacrilegious.
I got a phone call from England from a group, Royal Air Force group captain. He was very upset and he said, you know, if they build those turbines, I will come back and bomb those turbines.
Citing the windmills will be a challenge in itself. The approaching seabed is littered with unexploded munitions. In Paris, I'm the BBC's Christian Fraser for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
Well, clothing retailer Gap is trying to bust out of a sales slump. The company is known for its folded shirts and jeans. Come this fall, as part of a new campaign, it'll be folding tacos. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has a story.
A recent Gap ad features supermodel Anya Rubik strutting her stonewashed stuff. She usually walks the runway for high-end fashion houses like Gucci. But Gap's also trying a lowbrow approach. Taco trucks, branded Pico de Gap, will roll out in New York, L.A., and other cities to plug the new jeans. Retail analyst Patty Edwards.
That is a brilliant move.
The trucks will sell $1.69 tacos with a Gap coupon in the wrapper. The taco's free if you just shopped at Gap. Sounds cheapo and cheesy, but Edwards says it could convince customers that Gap is gritty, urban, and hip.
If you watch Food Network, which I watch way too much of it, food truck races are a huge thing. The whole concept is cutting edge, it's new, it's different.
Edwards says Gap needs to do something. It hasn't had a fashion hit since khakis a decade ago. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, a Swedish man's been arrested for trying to split atoms in his kitchen. For a hobby, Richard Handel was trying to create a nuclear reactor at his apartment. The 31-year-old kept a blog of his experiment that included elements of radium and uranium. The man wondered if his nuclear curiosity violated any law, so he sent a letter to the Radiation Authority of Sweden. They responded by sending the cops. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The internship, not just for college students anymore, you know, but who has time not to get paid?
You can spend 20 hours a week in an internship and then spend the other 20 hours a week looking for a job.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, non-traditional interns and the traditional numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.